Edmonton, Alberta Premier Danielle Smith is reversing part of her government's new media question restriction policy but says she will continue to limit queries in order to provide more answers. Smith's office, in a statement Tuesday, said while individual reporters are still limited to one question with no follow-ups at news conferences, that rule will not apply to individual news outlets. Smith and her chief advisor Rob Anderson announced over the weekend the one-question rule would apply to outlets. That sparked confusion over which outlets would be affected, given many reporters covering the premier work for the same corporate employer but in different capacities, including different cities, different bureaus and different subject areas. Smith's office did not explain the reason for the reversal. To be clear, individual journalists, not outlets, are welcome to ask the premier one question so she is able to respond to as many journalists as possible in the allotted time, the office said in a statement. The statement also reiterated the premier's answers don't end when a news conference is over. As always, if a journalist requires a clarification or additional information, they are more than welcome to contact our office, it said. Last Friday, the Canadian press contacted Smith's office by email seeking clarification and additional information on the question restriction policy. Smith's office did not respond. On Monday, the Canadian press again contacted Smith's office by email seeking clarification and additional information on the policy. Smith's office did not respond. The Tuesday statement was in response to a letter sent Monday by the Alberta Legislature Press Gallery Association, which represents reporters based in the legislature building, demanding the question restriction policy be abandoned. The gallery does not accept the explanation offered thus far that giving reporters only one question will allow for more questions to be asked throughout press conferences, stated the letter. Many other options are open. Shorter preambles, shorter answers, longer news conferences, more news conferences, rather than a solution that allows Alberta's leader to avoid accountability. The gallery also said Smith announced the policy last Friday before immediately implementing it at a news conference in Calgary, with no discussion or advance notice. Smith then took six questions before ending the news conference, with reporters still in line and online waiting to ask questions. The rule is to be in place through the election campaign and applies only to questions put to Smith, not those in her cabinet or caucus. The writ is expected to drop on May 1 for polling day on May 29. Opposition NDP leader Rachel Notley said the best way for the United Conservative Party premier to provide more answers is to take more questions, including follow-ups. Notley said Smith is seeking to stop reporters from challenging her answers. This is part of a long-standing effort and a growing effort on the part of this premier to shield herself from accountability and transparency, Notley told reporters in Calgary on Monday. And, for her, to do that in the few weeks leading up to the election, one can only imagine how much worse it would get after the election. Three of Smith's cabinet ministers, speaking at news conferences Monday, said Smith is being accountable and must adapt and be fair given elections are hectic periods with many more questions for the leaders. We would always make provisions for more questions, said Deputy Premier Casey Madu at a news conference Monday in Edmonton. For example, I had been at an event recently where we have more ethnic media wanting to participate. I think it's important that we create the opportunity for a wide range of media. Notley said Smith's handlers are also trying to shield her from verbal gaffes that might inflame existing controversies. The NDP pointed to a phone conversation Smith had with COVID-19 protester Artur Pawlowski in which they discussed specifics of his upcoming criminal trial while Smith offers to make inquiries about it on Pawlowski's behalf. That conversation, leaked to reporters by the NDP last month, is now the subject of an investigation by the Provincial Ethics Commissioner. Smith has said she will accept no questions on that topic to protect the integrity of the ethics probe. This report by the Canadian press was first published April 18, 2023. The Canadian press.